take a cab in the car, you know, as we live out on the peninsula of California. And she said, come on now, I'll see you at a cruise at Carina, you know? And we get out there, and we're in the car about 10 minutes, and she says, okay, how many tickets you got? I said, oh, I got some parking tickets. And she says, no, how many speeding tickets you got? Well, I got two, and I've been driving 2 months. So, this is for her because she's been driving long enough, and this is for a guy who's been driving too long. This is for you.
Sweet, I want you, don't turn me home again.
can't face my soul again. Don't you run back inside. You know just what I'm here for. You're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. thought it was only some guy with his shirt off. Hey, man, I'm sitting there. And then my mother comes in. And she sees what happens. She thinks, son, you should be a barber. You should raise me. Look at this stuff. I said, oh, I want to pay the car, you know. So they couldn't understand. So in those days, my mother came from like, the most strict Italians and the father was straight Irish. I got stuck in the middle. But, and so the big thing was like, well, go see the priest and have a conference with him and, you know, find out what you want to do with this. So they sent me over to Red Jane and I moved over and I, you know, I found them over. Father Ray, I'm Mr. Priestine's son, you know. And like, so we walked around the outside and left me and I said, Father, my father wants me to be a lawyer, my mother wants me to be an officer, but I got to get a car. So we said, well, this is too big a deal for me to tell you what to do myself. We're gonna have to talk to guys, you know? And well, I didn't know too well at the time. And if you told him about the lawyer, but don't tell him nothing about that guitar, because he don't like that stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
Down, down, please come find me.
Thank you. Thank you.